It's the Jay Cardiello Show on Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Jay Cardiello.
America, we have a serious problem. It's sugar. And I'm not only talking about the cupcakes and the ice creams that we're hooked on. I'm talking about what we stir into our coffee, the colas we throw back, and of course, those sugar-laced drinks. Joining me today is registered dietitian and obese specialist, Deborah Garsano. Deborah, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Jay. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. Deborah, we're going to give the listeners some simple and effective ways that they can help reduce their sugar intake. How's that sound?
That sounds fantastic. I think it's information everyone needs.
Deborah, I got a good one for you. So everybody drinks coffee, whether it's first thing in the morning, maybe it's at work, maybe it's later in the day when your body is starting to crash. Maybe you're crashing because it's the amount of sugar. So what do you stir in, Deborah? Instead of the Truvia, instead of the Splenda, instead of the sugar in the raw, which everybody seems to be stirring in these days, I want you to try something else. Cinnamon. Yes, 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 cinnamon, I said. It's a diabetes fighter, get this, that helps to regulate your blood sugar levels, and it can help stabilize energy. You don't have to worry about the added calories. Sugar is going to keep you stable. Think about it. You're not going to crash and then reach for something that has a lot of calories or even more sugar. Try the next time that you're having a cup of coffee to add a little sugar. It may take some time to get used to, but it's going to help regulate your blood sugar levels, which will keep you working at even levels throughout the day. Deborah, what do you got for me?
I got the idea of using herbal teas in place of colas or even iced teas.
Ooh.
So, well, yeah, we're all obsessed with sodas in this country, unfortunately. And instead of grabbing for that soda or the iced teas or even the sports drinks, you can get some nice herbal teas. You get a whole bunch of the bags of the teas. You throw in a big pitcher of boiling water and then cool it off in the refrigerator. You can add even fresh fruits to that. You can add mint to that. And it's just such a refreshing drink that has no added sugar whatsoever. You're just actually getting some of that natural sweetness from the fruit that seeps into that. So it's really refreshing for you, especially a hot day, much better than the sports drink.
That is nice. Speaking of fruit, I got another one to cool you off. How about the next time you're looking for something, maybe like a hard candy or something sweet, you take some grapes. Now get this. You take some grapes. Moms, listen up for this one. Take some grapes, put them in a Ziploc bag, freeze them. So now you're with the kids, you're walking around, and they want something sweet, and they want something hard because they want to chew on. Open up your pocketbook. Pull out the Ziploc bag. You have now nature's candy, grapes. It's safe. It's natural sugar. There's no added sugar. And you know you're giving not only yourself, but your children something healthy. Deb, what do you got for me?
Great. I have one even better than that.
Uh-oh.
Yep. Replaces good old ice cream. If you get a plain Greek yogurt, throw the fruit in it, like you suggest, and put it in the freezer. And it can really be a great substitute for ice cream. It has that real nice creamy flavor to it. Great protein source. And I specified plain Greek yogurt. We can always put the fruit in it. The fruit freezes right into it. It's delicious and such a great treat for the summertime.
Now, our listeners are definitely getting hungry because I know I am listening right now. Deb, I got another one for you. All right, I'm going to give you one. Dates. Now, I'm not talking about you're going on a date, but if you're going to make a date, no pun intended, the next time you're having coffee, why don't you stir in some dates? Now, this is a simple way that you can actually store what you want to put in your coffee right in your fridge. Take some dates and then soak them in hot water for, let's say, 15 minutes. After 15 minutes, remove the pits. It's very simple. Just squeeze it out and then take the water and the dates. You're going to do about 10 to 12 dates. Throw them in the blender. Stir them up until it's pureed. You can now use that date puree and stir it into your coffee. It's natural sugar. And if you want to use that dates for, say, a spread as opposed to jelly that has so much added sugar, you're going to save yourself the unwanted calories, the emptiness that sugar doesn't offer, and you're going to get a nutritious snack or a replacement for sugar in your coffee. What do you think about that one, Deb?
That's great. And you know what? You can actually do that with any fruit. You just, berries actually work wonderful. You can just blend up some berries in a food processor and keep it in your refrigerator just ready to go. I'll usually do that on a Monday, just keep it in the fridge. You can put it on top of waffles instead of syrup. You can put it in your oatmeal, and it's ready to go. It's super quick.
I like that. I like that. I got another one for you. Everybody seems to be juicing these days. It's the newest thing. It's the newest craze. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's not a diet, okay? But if you want to make use of what they extract, and they're extracting the pulp, Deborah, because that's all where the fiber and the nutrients is.
I know.
So I got a good one to save you. It's a simple sugar swap. After they remove all the pulp and you see it just sitting there, maybe in that little plastic cup there, ask for it. They say, can I get my pulp to go? You like that? Can I get my pulp to go? Take it home with you. Take it in a little to-go cup and then store it in your fridge. You can use that to replace sugar whenever you're baking. You can use it as a spread. You can put it in your coffee. And also, Deb, you can freeze it just like you said. And what? It acts like ice cream. And all you're doing is getting basically the fruit, the fiber that was kicked out with the natural sugar that they did while you're serving up your best juice drink. What do you think about that one, Deb?
Such a great idea, because I tell you, that's my biggest pet peeve with the juicing. I know it works great for people. People really enjoy it, but it removes all that great fiber part of fruit and vegetables even. So it's really such a shame to see that go in the garbage. We can use that in so many products. You can use it in baking when you're doing muffins. I'll even have people put it in crazy things like meatloaf or turkey burgers. You can throw it really into anything, so you don't really waste that important part of the fruit and vegetable.
It's so true. I see people every time they go on these juice fixes or these juice cleanses, they're removing the pulp. And people, if you're listening right now, ask for the pulp back and actually use it. You're paying $10 anyway, $12 for some of these juice drinks. Why not get all of the fruit and take it home with you? Bring a to-go cup. Ask for a to-go cup. Use it in place of sugar for stirring into your coffee. Use it for any time you want to spread on, say, that heavily condensed sugar jelly or the preserve, or use it as a substitute for sugar when baking. Deb, I got one more for you right here. Say cheers, yes, cheers, with seltzer water as opposed to tonic water. Seltzer water is carbonated water, but it doesn't have any additives like sodium. And in the end, tonic water does contain carbonated water, but what? It actually just has a sweetener, usually high fructose corn syrup or any artificial sweetener to make what? Tonic water, a little sweeter choice. So what do you got? That was my last one. What do you got for us, Deb?
Well, I just want to end with saying this. I think a mistake that people make is they try to reduce sugar in their diet and they end up using sugar substitutes. And I think that's the worst way to go. So when talking about all this, you know, information about how to reduce sugar, you don't want to sacrifice that by doing sugar substitutes. Use fruit, all the ideas that we came up with. It's such a healthier way to go.
And you make a valid point. So many of us look to these designer sugars, the Truvias, the Splendors, but people don't realize, yeah, you're not getting any calories with them. But what you're doing is some of those, Deb, are 200, 300, even 400, 500
yes.
times sweeter than sugar.
Yes, yes.
So what happens after you stir it into your coffee, a couple hours later, you're looking for something that's what? Sweet and with calories. And you're making non-healthy choices. So, Deb, that's very important. These designer sugars, you really, really have to be careful of. Deborah, thank you so much for joining me today. To learn more about these sugar swaps, you can always go to my radio show page at radiomd.com. Until next time, I'm Jay Cardiello, sharing my wellness strategies for helping you get off the scale right here on Radio MD. Stay well.